Welcome back to the DreamStation.cc video game show. It's Monday, February 5th, 2007, and this is episode 75. It's our Diamond Anniversary show, and we're 25 episodes away from our 100th show anniversary. I'll be your host, Ben. I'm the bus driver today as I take you to school. Joining me here today will be Chris.
I just finished eating chili.
Chili! The subjects we'll be covering today will be eBay pulls the plug on virtual listings. On-duty British cop caught playing PSP. Sony says Wii is an impulse buy. PS3 price drop already being considered. Microsoft alters the game score rules. Engage making a comeback. HMV Europe PS3 pre-order program. THQ expects $5 million revenue from in-game ads. And our weekly poll topic. If you've got any questions, comments, or news that you'd like to hear discussed on the show, send it over to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. You can also send over brief audio reviews there.
And also send us an email if you want to make us stop doing this and tell us to just knock it off. You know, we're driving you crazy.
You know what? Yeah, any email, because the
good
mailbox
or bad.
Is empty again for the second week in a row. Also, since we're back, and you're back, I guess, updating regularly, if you like the show, don't forget to tell a friend about it. Give us a good review at your favorite site. If you've got something bad to say, go ahead and keep that to yourself.
Or email it to us.
Or email it to us.
And then we'll rip on you in the next show.
Give us a little time. We'll grow on you, provide you with a top shelf type show that
we'll grow on you like a fungus.
Just quickies. Let's keep them at the beginning of the show here. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is moving. 227,000 copies sold in the first week of its release in Japan. Gears of War actually dropped out of the top 10, and it's actually not even in the top 50. But at least you can tell that there's somewhat of a market for American games there. Anyway, let's go on. Saints Row is coming to the PS3, and as far as I know, this is the first exclusive to go from the Xbox 360 to the PS3. The PS3 actually had a few. The one that I was trying to think of last week was Assassin's Creed, which looks like a really awesome game. GRAW 2, that is Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 single-player demos hit the Xbox Live Marketplace. You download it now, blah, blah, blah. The game comes out next month, and there's actually a PS3 version that's been delayed until June. The 360 is getting Flat Out Ultimate Carnage, will be the subtitle, sometime this June as well. PC, PS2, and Xbox versions have sold a combined 1 million copies.
You reviewed the PS2 version, right?
I reviewed the PS2 version, and I was going to say, if you want to see my review for that, you can head over to the reviews section of our site.
This is off the top of my head, but you gave it an 8.0 or 8.5?
Yeah, I think it was an 8. Off the top of my head, I don't remember, but
yeah.
It was pretty cool game. I mean, it looked really good. It was, you know, one of those fast and explosive kind of games.
Is it somewhat like Burnout?
I've never played Burnout, but...
You've probably. Never played Burnout?
I've never played Burnout. I'm sorry.
And man, oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to send it to you or something. Your homework for next show is to download the Burnout demo and play it.
Alright, I'll try that out.
I want a demo review next week.
There you go. Speaking of demos, the NBA Street Home Court came out on the Xbox Live Marketplace. You can download that now. I actually played that right before recording this show right now. Root Beer Tapper should be available on the Live Marketplace.
Yes!
By the time you hear this show.
Yes!
I know you've been waiting for it.
I have. I can't wait to be tapping root beer.
We gets a Dance Dance Revolution subtitled Hottest Party. You'll be utilizing both the dance mat, the remote, and the nunchuck.
When you said that, all I was picturing was like taping my remotes to my legs or something.
But it's funny because like I can literally smell the sweat already as gamers dance to music they've never heard before. There's three games that were released for the Wii Virtual Console today. That would be Super Mario World.
Rupert Tapper?
No, that's 360.
Super
Mario Tapper. World, Vigilante, and Gain Ground. And other Virtual Console news. Square announced that the likeliness of Chrono Trigger coming to the Virtual Console is about 50-50, so there is a possibility that you will be able to play Chrono Trigger for less than the $60 asking price of EB Games or whatever. Joining us now is our old friend Frank.
Omega 71 on the forums.
What's up? All right. Well, we just finished the quickies, so real quick, what are you guys playing right now?
Let's see. What have I played recently? Uno. I've been trying to get that...
Real quick, I
played some Phantasy Star Universe offline on 360. That's about it, I think, that I can think of.
Frank, what are you playing?
Phantasy Star Universe online. A little bit of World of Warcraft, Burning Crusade, and I'm still friggin' playing Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask why. I'm still playing it. Yeah, I've been trying to redo my town. I took the Zelda theme apart, cut down all my trees, and I'm going to probably do a Metroid theme now.
I've been playing Advance Wars Dual Strike for the DS. Big Brain Academy also for the DS. Gears of War still. First topic is eBay pulls the plug on all virtual property listings. Well, almost all of them. So just in the last week or so, eBay's decided that they were going to start delisting virtual items. So even though you couldn't list your rare mithril broadsword plus six from World of Warcraft or EverQuest, they've actually dropped all listings from other games as well, except for one. That other one being Second Life, because apparently it's technically not really a game, so eBay's continued to allow them to sell their virtual items.
It's not a game?
It's, according to them, it's not a game. Your thoughts?
First question is, have either one of you guys played Second Life before?
Yeah.
Okay,
religiously.
I've never played it. Is it a game or not a game?
It's more of a interactive chat room, basically. It's basically the internet in 3D.
So is it like that Habbo Hotel or whatever it was? Is that how you pronounce it?
Exactly like Habbo Hotel, but better graphics, 10 times more sex. It's really scary.
I thought you were just chatting. Now you're telling me you're interacting. So that sounds more like a game.
There's no point to it, so it really isn't a game.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's basically like, you know, a virtual chat room.
But Frank, I mean, is there a point to you chopping down all your trees and making a Metroid theme in Animal Crossing?
Absolutely not.
So it's a game. Now the Second Life, do you level up or do you get any kind of
No, there's no leveling. Like there's okay. no leveling whatsoever.
So you just create a character and walk around and
exactly.
Okay.
Actually, someone else on the forums, Night Sword, him and I actually have a piece of land on there that we own, and, you know, we have two houses put up there and everything, and we were playing it for a while.
You rent it out?
No, we bought it.
No, do you rent it out? Do you rent out the space?
Mm.
Ben wants to rent. Yeah.
No.
Are you a slumlord?
We could. That'd be kind of awesome. You create a character, you get to dress it in however you want it to dress. You can have, you know, different color hair. You could be a furry.
Don't explain that.
Huh?
I know what it is, but don't explain it.
Yeah, I won't.
Behind the sex and the adult related stuff, what would be the reasoning for playing that compared to playing like World of Warcraft or EverQuest or something that actually has something for you to do in it?
I really don't know. It depends. Like World of Warcraft, you have a set goal. You have to reach end game. Whereas this in Second Life, it's basically, I don't know, you could just hang out, talk to friends. You can actually make real life money by selling your goods and then transferring the in game money to real American money.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's this one lady, I think her name's Ashley Chung or whatever. She's like, she made $1 million in real money off of this game by selling out her land that she bought.
These things that people make money off of, like, I just think I'm doing something wrong. How do you make $1 million real money off of selling virtual real estate in a virtual world? I think we're thinking too hard to try to make money, right? Is that what it is? Real quick to finish this, I think we should start a new one called Third Life, and we'll make tons of money off that one. We're going to hear about this in a few months, and some guy's going to make $1 million off my idea right there, isn't it?
A British police officer was caught playing with his PSP while on duty. He was supposed to be guarding a wall that was in danger of collapsing in Chingford, East London, but instead was absorbed by a game of footy. That would be soccer to those of us in America. Anyway, according to The Sun, the picture was taken by a builder who said this is about the authorities. Quote, they were oblivious to everything else, unquote. Apparently, London has been hit by a bunch of storms recently, and a two-year-old was actually killed by a wall that collapsed not long before this took place. And the Metropolitan Police said, quote, the use of the game's console was inappropriate and unprofessional. Senior officers are dealing with the matter, end quote. Actually, well, you should see the picture. It's kind of funny. I mean, this guy's just sitting in his car, like front seat, you know, right side, because they drive on the weird side of the car. And it's actually pretty funny.
It would have been even better if the wall would have collapsed on his car. While he was playing that, but it didn't. So
if they know
the wall is going to collapse, why wouldn't they come and knock it down before it collapsed? Or I mean, I'm
That'd
not saying anything.
Easy.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying anything there. Bad. Oh, there was builders there trying to fix it.
Yeah,
so he was supposed to keep people away from the wall.
Correct.
Don't they have
that's
like
what it
that,
sounds like to me anyway?
Don't they have like yellow tape that you know you can put up that says hazard or like barrels, orange barrels? We have orange barrels over here. Couldn't they put that? And say, like, hazard, walk by wall at your own risk? I don't know. Hard hat area? Yeah, hard hat area? I don't know.
Get the sign with, like, falling wall. There's the, like, the stick figure with his hands above his head and, like, a little brick falling down or something.
I mean, I feel bad for the kid that the wall fell on, that my thoughts go out to his family. And
well, yeah, that was a different wall. It was not the same wall. But
Yeah, I understand. But you know, I feel bad for them, and
well,
that's horrible. But, I mean, not that the cops should have been playing the PSP in the car. Aren't they called Bubbies over there?
Hey, who knows?
He was probably bored out of his mind if he had to sit there staring at a wall.
All right, let's go to the next one, unless you had something to add, Frank.
Nope.
All right, sounds good.
Frank was bored out of his mind with that topic.
I think I was playing my PSP at the time.
He was playing PSP.
You were staring at a wall. According to an article in the New York Times, spokesperson Dave Carricker said the Wii did not belong in the same category as the more powerful PlayStation 3 because the Wii could be considered an impulse buy more than anything else. That was his quote.
Okay.
He also said that Sony has been selling out the 100,000 units that they ship every week just at a slower pace than they were prior to Christmas. Meanwhile, the Wii continues to sell out within minutes of hitting stores. So I guess the question here is he right or is this just another Sony guy blowing smoke and trying to pretend that they're somehow not threatened by the little Wii that could?
I mean, it's an impulse buy because it doesn't cost a fortune. I mean, you can go in, you know, you get your paycheck on Friday and you go into Target and they got a Wii sitting there and you might be able to afford to buy it and have a nice weekend playing your new game system. But you walk in and there's a PS3 sitting there and you're like, $600, forget it. I gotta, like Ken Kutaragi was saying, you know, you gotta work hard. You gotta get a second job. You gotta, you know, try to pay the bill for the PS3 because it's not a game system. It's the PlayStation 3. And, you know, that means something. I mean, yeah, the Wii, I think, is just more affordable. So why wouldn't it sell easier?
I wouldn't say it's an impulse buy though. And an impulse buy is like a 1999 item. You know, that's an impulse buy. If,
true.
You know, if I had the $250 and a Wii was sitting there, yeah, I'd buy it, but it's not impulse. It's something that I've already precognitive, whatever, already wanted it.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, I would see more people having $250, you know, available to them to spend on something like that.
Yeah, over the $600, you know, dollars. Yeah.
Because, I mean, even, like we were saying, $250, the other thing that's nice is, like, $250 for a Wii, you're taking it home and you already got Wii Sports, you got a game to play on it.
And plus, you know, you get all the virtual console, so you've got, like, games right off the bat.
Yeah, exactly, and affordable, cheap games if you just want to do that kind of stuff. You can do the Weather Channel, you can do the play around making Miis, you can do the News Channel now, you can surf the web with it. Yeah, you can do all that for $310, or even maybe just $250 if you don't want an extra controller. But for the PS3, it's, you know, $600 and all you have is a controller, and I don't even think it's, is it coming with Talladega Nights anymore? I don't think it is. I think it was only the first time.
That expired, I think.
Yeah, so you're sitting at home with you know, a controller, and that's it for $600. You got to buy a game, is going to be $60. So now you're talking $660, and then another controller is what, $50, I think. So you're talking, you know, $710 just to be at home, to be able to play one game, and, you know, have an extra controller if your friend comes over. Granted, they do have the downloadable demos and stuff like that, so you can play a bunch of that stuff. You almost maybe could even get away with not buying a game since they have enough demos.
And NBA, ooh, I consider them playing demos all day.
Yeah, but they have a bunch of demos that you can play on your $600 system.
If you're going to do that, you might as well just get a $599 laptop and, you know, be just as fine and do a bunch of other stuff as well. I would rather have a laptop that costs like $600 than a PS3 that costs $600.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can do a lot more with my laptop than I could with a PS3.
I think that, you know, $299 and under price range is what they're calling that impulse buy, but it's that price range that most of the people can afford to spend every once in a while on a product, like, you know, like the iPod or an MP3 yeah. player or, you know, the Wii and different things like that are that $299 price point. The $600 price point takes it into another level of more like a, you know, a person that's really into, like an audiophile guy that's really into high-end stereos and stuff like that. It's more at that range. And so the average person out there, they have to think of, you know, hard if they really want to spend that $600 to get a PS3.
Now let's go on to the next topic here. I guess this is going to be like a rip on Sony kind of day because they're the only people in the making headlines. Speaking to the Associated Press, Sony's senior vice president Takao Yohara said that in order to break even by the end of the next fiscal year, such factors, including price cuts, to some extent are factored in. So while Japan already got a price cut on the system, it sounds like Sony feels the need to potentially drop the price on the system around the time of its first anniversary. So we could actually be talking about a much cheaper PS3 by the end of this year, just because they're going to need to make a profit and make one soon. Because as we talked about last week, they lost heavy on the PS3 and on their games division, basically.
I heard they also talking about changing the nano size of the die for the CPU, so they'll be able to maybe save some money when they do that, reduce that down. That also reduce the heat that's pumping out of it and the CPU's causing, but I don't know if that's enough to justify dropping the price, because I'm guessing, and well, I know they're losing money already on every system they sell, so if they reduce the price and they have the reduced CPU cost, it's still, I would think, be more expensive to make the CPU than what they're going to sell it for. But like we were just talking before, I mean, with this whole $600 price range and you know, it's funny because the one guy's saying, oh, well, the Wii is just more of an impulse buy, but we're selling just as well. But now there's rumors that they're going to drop the price because they need to sell more. Well, I think they're realizing that, you know, $600 is kind of too high a price for the average person to just go buy easily.
Right. And the guy who spoke that we talked about in the last topic, I don't know exactly what position he holds. I mean, it just says spokesperson, right? Whereas this guy, I mean, he's the senior vice president of Sony in Japan, I assume. So, I mean, that's coming from a pretty big authority, not some shill just, you know, dropping the company line kind of thing.
But how much of a price drop are they going to actually do? I mean, if you can only, I would assume that they would only drop it like $50 to $75. So
yeah. That's, I couldn't imagine $100.
Yeah, that's still going to be what, about $525 to about $575?
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
That's still not, you know, a whole lot to justify, oh, hey, it dropped $25. Let me go out and buy two.
Yeah, I'm going to scoop it up.
You know?
Well, I mean,
again, for that much money, I can buy either two Wiis, you know, or a Wii, a bunch of games, or a laptop and a nice, you know, upgrade to it.
You know, the question I have too is like, okay, instead of doing a price tag to some of these companies, how come they don't just do a pack-in game to make it seem like it's a better deal? But really, yeah, I know they had to pay the cost to develop the game and everything like that, but, you know, that game, at least manufacturing-wise, doesn't cost them really much at all. To throw a game in with a system seems like it makes a better deal. I mean, if you really think about it, the Wii is really like $200 with a $50 Wii Sports game with it. You wonder why more companies don't throw a pack-in at least in if they're going to charge $600, at least throw an actual full-blown exactly. game in there, you know.
Yeah, that's a shame. Microsoft makes new rules for Xbox Live gamer scores. So according to our good friends. Yeah, according to our good friends.
I just got my score up some, and now it's going to, what, are they going to drop it? Or?
No. They're not going to actually touch your score. But
all right.
Okay. Just listen here.
All right.
So according to our good friends at Gamerscore blog, all full retail games should have 1,000 points with an additional possibility of 250 points from any add-on content. Live arcade titles will be held to 200 points with an additional 50 to be earned from any add-on content. In addition, games...
The arcade games are dropping. Weren't arcade games like 400 or something before?
I have no idea.
I think it's always been around...
A couple hundred.
Oh, is it all 200?
I could be wrong. I don't know.
I think I might be wrong. One of us is wrong.
One of their other rules is that the games can ship with less than 1,000 points on the disc, but the remainder of those 1,000 points must be unlocked via free content. So, for example, I think Crackdown comes with 900 points available on the disc. The other 100 will be available via free download, so they're not going to be charging us for some stuff that they really shouldn't have been charging us for in the first place.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess part of this comes in response to Crackdown, in response to Condemned, which only had 970 points. And I think the other part is a new add-on download for Oblivion, so who knows.
Like Cameo had downloads, and you could get more achievements, but all the achievements you get for Cameo after you beat the ones that were built into the game, all those achievements you got for the download was just were 0 points. So you could get all these achievements, like about another 10 or 20 new achievements, but they all were worth 0 points. So that's kind of cool that they can add an extra 200 or, what'd you say, 200 or 250?
250,
Yeah, for downloadable stuff after you buy it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, it's not bad. I mean, because the achievement points add something to the game. Because, like, for example, like in Gears of War, you know, you play the game and it's kind of like, oh, well, I've beat the game. But, you know, oh, but you didn't beat it at, like, insane difficulty mode. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You almost feel like, in a way, you haven't really beaten the game because it's not complete until you've got all the achievements for it. So, I mean, it's cool because it just adds more replay. You're not just like, oh, okay, well, I beat the game and, you know, let me put it away and never play it again.
Yeah, I think the gamer score, you know, with the gamer points, have actually kind of sort of brought back high scores. But yeah, playing the Wii or playing the PS3 now, when you're playing those, because there are no achievements or anything, you kind of feel like, okay, I'm wasting my time, or I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
what am I doing this for?
Yeah, I'm not getting anything for this, you know.
On the same side, though, you kind of lose the point of what you're actually gaming for. I mean, it's for the enjoyment of the game, not just to see how much gamer points that you can actually rack up.
The other thing with the gamer points, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Rusty posted news about it a few weeks ago. Some of the new achievements, like on Need for Speed Carbon for 360, they're actually now they're viral gamer points. So viral achievements. So you actually, the developers started these achievements, and the only way you can get the achievement is to play somebody that actually has that achievement, and then you get infected, basically, and get the achievement. So then that's kind of a cool thing, too. You know, it's something different to make it worthwhile playing online or trying to play versus your friends.
The Nokia N-Gage makes a comeback.
Yeah! So, see, I'm still playing mine. I told you last week. No.
You told us. That's right. All right. Sometime this fall, September, I think, is the rumor, Nokia will launch a new N-Gage, but this time it won't be limited to a taco phone or any one specific phone, but a few different handsets that are going to be able to play these games.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about last week or week before. You probably edited it.
Yeah, we did. I think I edited it.
You hacked it.
But the details are pretty scarce as to, like, what format the games will come in, like whether it's going to be a cartridge or download or what have you. But,
well, I know right now, like on N-Gage.com, you can actually download N-Gage games that you could buy on cartridge. You can actually download them, put them on an SD card or an MMC card, and then play them in your N-Gage. So I'm wondering if they're going to do that type of technique also for these new ones, where you're going to be able to have like an SD or MMC card download to your PC and then dump them over to the card and take them with you that way. You know, that's one option. But they at E3 they mentioned this this year, but they were making it sound like it was going to be after the first of the year, but now it sounds like it's going to be almost another whole year now, the way you're talking.
Yeah.
I'm actually on the N-Gage site right now, and they have on their blog, it says, in mid-2007, the N-Gage experience will evolve. See how. And it's just like it looks like a flip phone.
Yeah, right. Supposedly any of the series 60
phones. If I'm looking at it correctly, it looks like a flip phone.
Right, yeah. Like I said, it's not just one phone. We saw them at E3. There's basically like 5 or 6 different phones.
It's all their high-end Series 60 phones are going to support it, supposedly.
Yeah.
I guess. That's cool.
You know,
yeah,
so.
But EA Mobile and Gameloft are two big developers that are already on board, going to be making games for the.
I mean, if they can make it like they were showing, like where it's a you know an Xbox Live style interface that has like your gamer tag and keeps track of stuff like that, and keeps track of your friends and sees your friends' scores and stuff. They, you know, that's what they were showing. I mean, if they do that, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, that's something that's not available right now on mobile phones for mobile gaming that I know of. I mean, I can't, all three of us here can't have, you know, each other linked on our phones and be able to see that, you know, Frank has the high score in Bejeweled and, you know, Ben has the high score in Rootbeer Tapper, or whatever, you know, you can't see that right now, which that'd be kind of cool. Now, the other flip side of this, though, is like Microsoft showing at E3 this year that, Live Anywhere, where, you know, you're going to have your mobile device, your PC, and your Xbox 360, and they're all going to kind of interface together and be able to have your same gamer tag across the board. Now, where does that play in? You know, where you have Live Anywhere, is that going to be on mobile phones also? Is that going to be on the Zune MP3 player? You know, where exactly does that all fall? We don't totally know yet, I don't think, but I could see maybe Microsoft and Nokia having, you know, some competition here if they both have a similar product coming out this fall.
Purchase the PSP to pre-order a PS3. How about that? UK.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
See, that's why it's a good topic. So UK retailer HMV has recently sent out an email to customers giving them a sweet offer on a PS3 pre-order. All you have to
An impulse buy, right?
Exactly. So all you have to do is
Buy a PSP.
Yeah. So purchase a PSP and the games Killzone, Liberation, and Gangs of London.
Oh, just buy all three games too.
For 675 GBP. I don't know what that is. Pounds or whatever.
Pounds, I think. Yeah, pounds.
Yeah, so
Great Britain pounds, I think.
Who knows? This offer is only available online and to the first 5,000 people to take advantage of it.
Let me scoop that up.
Yeah, but the best part is that they're not even guaranteeing you a system on day one. So even if you go ahead and go through this pre-order program, they're still saying, because there's a bunch of legalese written to the bottom of this email saying, you know, we're not guaranteeing you one on the first day, but, you know, you are being guaranteed one. Gee, thanks.
this sounds as good as when CompUSA did over here. I forgot, in Europe, the PS3 hasn't. Yeah, the PS3 hasn't launched in Europe, so I'm wondering, like, what are you talking about? But now I understand.
Yeah.
The CompUSA deal where you had to buy a high-definition TV and then that would give you the opportunity to pre-order a PS3 at CompUSA. Right. I mean, come on, yeah. You know, I mean.
But here's the clincher, okay? So here, a Sony spokesperson even told GameIndustry.biz that, quote, this is just one of a number of value-added incentives that retailers will be offering to mark the launch of PS3. Like, great. I couldn't even say it with a straight face. I mean, it's just, that's hilarity, man.
Well, you know,
that's
you can use the PSP with your PS3 to remotely control it and stuff. So it's a part of the system that enhances your experience with the PS3. I mean, they're HMV is they're helping you out, man. They're trying to hook you up.
I think I'm signing up for that right now.
Sign up, even though it's a PAL system. Well, who cares?
Pretty much, like you have to drop $1,000 to get a PS3, maybe.
Yeah, and Europeans are already mad because I think the number equates to something like $900 American.
Yeah, don't miss out on that deal. It's a Dream
no-brainer.
Station. It's a DreamStation.cc recommended deal.
THQ anticipates $5 million revenue from in-game ads. They expect to make this money from in-game ads and add-on content from games such as MX, which I guess is just probably motocross.
Second Life?
Juice Second Life? And Stuntman. Second Life too, probably. The add-on content will be... I'm guessing, like... Add-on content refers to anything on the 360. I don't know if the PS3 is doing downloadable content where you're paying for
it. I think
they're
gonna at some point, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, microtransactions, man. Let's nickel and dime the people to death, and let's go
nickel
for it.
Nickel and dime them. I mean, I don't know how to feel about this, because we're still paying $50-$60 for the game. It's not coming to me any cheaper.
No, no, exactly.
And it just
they're
seems
just
like
making more.
They're making more. They're using this as a revenue stream, not really to keep development costs down, even though, you know, that's, you know, one of their reasons for it.
I mean, I don't mind the in-game ads if they seem realistic and make the thing better. I mean, for example, like back on Dreamcast, actually PlayStation 2 had it also, but, you know, you had Crazy Taxi that had load Pizza Hut and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Tower Records and stuff.
It sucks, though, when, like, I remember Anarchy Online, on the free version of Anarchy Online, they had in-game advertisements, and you figure Anarchy Online was set, like, a billion years in the future, and you have to look at a billboard for the next Motley Crue album. I don't
know. Well, it's retro. You know how retro is really popular. So
yeah, you know, cryogenically frozen or what? Sometimes it's good.
It's their head in a jar. Yeah. Those heads in jars really rock.
Now, on certain games, you know, when an advertiser pays to be in that game, I'm guessing they pay to be from the first level on. Because, like, what happens if it was, like, okay, Fight Night? What happens if you only saw that Burger King ad if you were on, like, if you were in, like, the championship fight or whatever, 20 fights in or whatever, or, you know, or even, say it was, like, a Mario game or whatever, if you had, you know, if it was on the last level. A lot of people buy games and never get to the last level. So, you know, here the advertiser's paying to have their ads shown, but are people ever even getting to that level to see the ad? You know, it'd be interesting to know if the advertisers, you know, sign something saying our ad has to be seen by everybody that plays the game, even if they've only played for, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. You know, I don't know how that works.
Any game marketers, PR people, or developers can feel free to drop us a line. The weekly poll topic. Last week's question was, which system will have a better 2007, with the choices being, you know, the obvious PS3, PS2, GameCube, Wii, Xbox, Xbox 360, Wii, DS, and the PSP.
I want to write in one now that you've talked about this earlier in the show. I'm saying N-Gage is going to make that the best year.
And, you know, it's funny that no one even mentioned the PC. I was expecting someone to say, what, no PC? And get all upset, but whatever.
N-Gage.
N-Gage. All right, N-Gage for the win. Right, so the numbers look like this. The Nintendo DS got 23%. The Nintendo Wii got 38%. Sony PS3, 15%. And the Xbox 360, 23%. All the other systems, which is the GameCube, Game Boy Advance, PS2, PSP, and Xbox, got zero votes. So 0%.
Even N-Gage did better than that. I'm voting one.
Yeah, got one vote. Go on to some of the discussion here. Destroyer said he thinks the Wii will 2007 will bring, hopefully, Smash Brothers Brawl, Metroid Prime 3, and Super Mario Galaxy, and more. Plus, we have only seen the beginning of the innovation and uniqueness of the Wiimote. Look how much the DS evolved in a couple years. Extreme Gene said, I'm sure all of the consoles that haven't been outdated will have a decent year. But I don't see Sony lying down and letting either Nintendo or Microsoft take over their market share. I anticipate being bombarded with more PS3 advertising. And then Yeshu said, I wouldn't be surprised if the PS2 had an amazing 2007. If the price goes down more, Final Fantasy XII and God of War could really sell that system, along with other games like the Metal Gear Solid series and Resident Evil 4. It's a little outdated. Still an amazing console that is predicted to outsell the PS3. I think they'll all have a pretty good year, or it's 2 months into the year, but I figured it'd be a good question. It was a softball, a layup, if you will. I just had to ask the question. Make it easier on the folks listening.
I give it until, like, spring or fall when things will start picking up, and I'm almost positive that all the systems will equally, you know, be just as good. Each one has a specific titles and stuff like that that are going to be the groundbreakers.
The sellers. The system sellers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it breaks down to the 360 is going to have Halo 3, PS3 is going to have Metal Gear Solid 4, and the Wii is going to have probably Mario and Smash Brothers.
I think Smash Brothers is going to be their system seller, though. I really
Smash
do.
Smash Brothers and Metroid.
I mean, Smash Brothers sold like crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is their, on the GameCube, it was their number one selling title of all time, I guess.
I'm interested with the Wii, is supposedly, you know, you're going to start to be able to interface your DS with it, where you're going to be able to, you know, download demos to your DS, like that download station, and play games with the DS, and, you know, that's what they've talked about. Once again, you know, they've said they're going to do it, but when is it actually coming? You know, if that came, and you got all these people that are DS owners already, and if they start doing some innovative connections from the DS to the Wii, then, you know, you could make, we could see both those systems selling even better than they are right now. It's all if this, if that, you know, just like the PS3, you know. The only system right now that I guess that's like basically showing what it can do is the 360, you know, and that marketplace is there and everything, you know. We know
and the
what
DS.
You can do. And the DS, yeah. The other ones are kind of a question mark, you know.
All right, well, let's go on. I actually have a decent question for the for next week's poll topic. That would be, how many unplayed games do you currently have in your collection?
is that like unopened or just unplayed?
Unplayed, unopened, whatever.
Well, let's go one step further and ask how many unopened on top of unplayed. Because I have a few unopened.
We'll discuss this next week. I'll have a full list of all my unplayed games, so you guys can marvel at the fact that I buy games and don't play them. You purchased it, looked at it, and then just put it back on the shelf. That's an unplayed game.
My list is quite short.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, he's a player. not like the rest of us. Remember, if you guys want to reply to our weekly poll topic, head on over to the dreamstation.cc website. In the general discussion forums, there's a thread where you can reply. There's also a discussion about every show that's released. So be sure to check out dreamstation.cc for the latest in news, reviews, articles, and occasional interviews. Remember, if you like the show and you want to help us out and pick up a shirt or sweater, you can find it on our main page under DSCC Apparel.
For Valentine's Day, you know, nothing says I love you. Nothing says I love you, dear, more than a dreamstation.cc shirt.
A dreamstation.cc messenger bag.
Yeah, messenger bag. Or for the cook in your house, we have a barbecue apron.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have doggy clothes yet?
And we have and we have tote bags for your knitting. If you knit or carry lots of books at school, you can buy a tote bag.
All right, well, that's wrapped up this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next week to the show, and remember to hit up the site, because we are your video game destination.
Did we say bye? Did I say bye?
Say goodbye now.
All right, bye now.
Bye
See
now.
You next week. See you next week.
Toodaloo.
They're trying to get rid of us, but we just keep talking, and we won't shut up.